English. The title of today's podcast is Another Computer Device. And in the grammar notes, we will be practicing some computer vocabulary. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And every week, I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. So here we go. Another computer device. Beginners. It's that time of year again. I find myself rushing around with lists of things to do. I need to get the Christmas cards written and sent out to my list of friends and family. This year, we decided to send a family photo, which is what a lot of people do in this area. The photo is sometimes a winter scene of the family next to some trees covered with snow. Or you might get a family holiday picture that was taken in the summer. These types of Christmas photos can be designed and printed very easily in places like Walmart. Well, there is a Walmart just around the corner from us. So I find myself there every 2 or 3 days. I went there yesterday to get the Christmas cards done. I took a little plastic device called a cruiser, which stores pictures or other information from your computer. I went to the photo area of the store and waited in line to use one of the machines. I must say, these machines are very cool. You can plug in one of many different storage devices and print out photos, documents, calendars, keychains, and even permanent stickers for your cups. If you want to give Grandma a coffee mug with a picture of her grandchildren on it, then that is the machine that you need to use. The lady in front of me finished, and I touched the screen to start the process, putting in the cruiser at the same time. I waited and waited and waited. Nothing happened. I examined the cruiser and realized that its edges were too big. The part of it that inserts could not go in properly. My only option was to buy another storage device. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary and expressions. A scene. The artist's new picture was a western scene of cowboys and horses. A device. The calculator is such a useful device. I can add up all my expenses so quickly. To find oneself. I find myself dreaming of a beach holiday quite often. They found themselves lost in the cave and without a flashlight. He found himself locked out of his house. Advanced. Okay, so I needed to buy another small storage device so I could download my photos onto it, go back to Walmart, and upload them into the printing machine. At least I was in the right place to buy a storage device. I either needed to buy something similar to a cruiser, which is, wait for this, a flash memory data storage with a USB interface, or, more simply, a USB flash drive. Or I could opt for a memory chip. So I bought the latter. Gosh, I really need to learn more about computers. The vocabulary seems to be from another planet. Let's just look at the USB flash drive and try to understand its title. USB is short for Universal Serial Bus. It is the standard connection between a computer and other devices, such as a mouse, or maybe a digital camera. Okay, so what does flash memory mean? It means computer storage that you can erase and reprogram. It replaces a floppy disk, which, as you probably remember, was a disk just like a CD. Flash drives are tiny and can be carried conveniently, even in your pocket. I came back to Walmart after downloading my pictures and slipped the memory chip into the machine without any problems. I scanned through the photos, chose the one I wanted, added a Christmas message, and printed out 30 of them. Simple. The next time I will know which storage device to use. Grammar notes. Practice of computer vocabulary. I uploaded my photos and documents onto the website. Now everyone can see them. I downloaded a new photo editing program from the internet for free. We don't use floppy disks anymore. We use flash drives. My computer is full of viruses. I need to buy an antivirus software. My computer's hard drive has lots of space for programs and games of all sorts. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Please remember to contact me at cupofenglish@live.com. I hope your English is going well for you as well as everything else. Until next week, have a great weekend, and I'll be podcasting soon. Bye-bye.